very tense for a long time between the two of them.
Mm.
And you do that really well. I mean, that's, I think, one of your strengths, is that you are willing to go into the dark parts of people and not just go there, but stay. I mean, you take us below decks and you leave us there, literally in stormy weather. And figuratively, too.
Hmm. I guess that's what interests me, is the ways in which our lives don't go the way we think they will, and how we rise to those occasions. But you sort of have to know what the occasion is to understand what people are rising to, I guess.
Does she know really why she's on that ship, do you think?
I don't think she has any idea what it's really going to be like, first of all. And I think she's really shocked when she gets on the ship and sees who Nathaniel really is as a captain, and when she realizes she is going to be more trapped on that ship than she was at home. And that anything, ways in which she can try to better her circumstances by learning about the navigation or how the ship is run or the medicine chest, she's got to be very careful and rather furtive about it, because she knows he's not going to approve of it. I don't know if I've answered your question, though. Why does she know why she's on that ship? I think it's the way you are when you're young. You don't really think things through that way. You are a little more likely to let things evolve than you would when you're older, I think. I mean, I think she thinks, oh, well, that's just the way it happened. It's too bad, but I'm on the ship, and maybe things are going to work out. And then you realize that your prison walls start getting harder and closer, and then you are forced to confront some things within yourself that you didn't even know you were going to have to confront and didn't know you had the means to deal with. That's what interests me, when people are in situations like that and have to find out who they really are.
He's a difficult character to like at first. And he's got a very, from his point of view, he's got a very good set of reasons. He thinks his wife may have been unfaithful, and now he's stuck with her. I mean, but one thing to have an unfaithful wife, but if you're away from her for 3 years at a time, you don't have to worry about it. But when she's there under your nose on a ship full of men, but he doesn't make it easy for her or himself.
You have to be a sort of a psychologist with your characters and figure out how did they become the way they were. And you have to kind of lay hints. But what I think about Nathaniel is he had this cold, grasping mother who you do meet in the beginning of the book, who tried to pick a wife for him, and who had come sort of socially, was a sort of social climber in those days, and at one point, I think I have Azuba thinking she couldn't imagine any tenderness ever having been given to Nathaniel. And the thing that interested me was these guys in those years started in as cabin boys when they were 10 or 12 and were taken away from home in the company of men. Both of Nathaniel's brothers were captains. He sailed as a second mate on his brother's ship. Mount Allison University started as an academy, and around those years, I think it was the 1850s, and it was for young men. So he was sent to the academy in Sackville, which would have been like a private school. So he was always in the company of men. And when he came home, he would have had this role as the eligible captain who all the young women would have loved to marry. But, his mother's kind of making machinations to get the right woman for him. I see him as a man who doesn't know how to love and doesn't know anything about his own tenderness and his own gentleness. And that this voyage is really a voyage of learning what love really is, because I don't think Azuba really knows. In as much as when you're 20 years old, you don't really know what love is, that it's about friendship and dedication and you know, it's about so many more things than you think when you fall in love with somebody. And so I think Nathaniel, I think that the reader goes on this voyage of learning how Nathaniel learns about himself.
The book is The Sea Captain's Wife. I've been speaking with the author, Beth Pounding, and the novel The Sea Captain's Wife is published by Knopf Canada.